Sarah News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. South Carolina's presidential primary kicks off today, and only two major candidates are left in the running, former President Donald Trump and former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Political analyst Chris Gaudieri says it's going to be interesting to see how long Haley will hang in there if she loses today.
There comes a point at which, you know, you need to just surrender to the math. If she keeps losing to Trump in primary after primary, even if she is picking up some delegates here and there, you know, it's just going to be mathematically impossible for her to wind up with the nomination.
Speaking at the Black Conservative Federation gala last night, former President Trump said his economic programs have been helping black families.
We created opportunity zones, which drove billions and billions of dollars in wealth to revitalize our most distressed communities, especially in the inner cities.
The former president enjoys a sizable lead in all the polls heading into today's voting in South Carolina. Former State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortega says the next Republican president will face the daunting task of rebuilding U.S. respect abroad after 4 years of eroding deterrence under President Biden.
We're in a really, really tough position. Once you lose deterrence, having to try and restore it, not only in one theater, but in almost every theater around the world, you know, you've got Maduro in Venezuela, Cuba.
Ortega was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Political writer Josh Krushauer says he's not surprised many in the mainstream and international media have all but forgotten the October 7th attack against Israel.
You saw the outburst of anti-Semitism even before Israel went to war against Hamas and the campuses.
Krushauer says overall public opinion, however, still seems to be supporting Israel in its war for survival against the terrorist group Hamas. Krushauer was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. More than 8,000 Christians were murdered in Nigeria last year. Michael Harrington has a report.
It's the work of two Muslim terror groups, Boko Haram and the Fulani Herdsmen. The numbers come from the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law, which also reports that 500 churches were attacked in Nigeria in 2023, and more than 70 clergymen have been kidnapped. This is not a new problem. Muslim terrorists have been preying on Nigeria's Christians for the last 15 years. Government efforts to stem the bloodletting have failed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Australian government says it will outlaw doxing, the malicious release online of personal or identifying information without the subject's permission. The announcement comes after pro-Palestinian activists published personal details about hundreds of Jewish people living in Australia. Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the proposed laws, which have yet to be drafted, would involve issuing takedown notices to social media platforms. This is SRN News. A frozen moment in time.
A watch melted during the August 6, 1945 bombing of Hiroshima, Japan, sold at auction Thursday for more than $31,000. The watch is frozen in time at the moment of the detonation of the atomic bomb, 8:15 a.m. during the closing days of World War II.
And it fetched $31,000. That's Keith Peters reporting. A New York jury has found the NRA guilty of financial mismanagement and is ordering its former leader to reimburse the organization.
The longtime head of the National Rifle Association, Wayne LaPierre, misspent millions of dollars of the organization's money, using the funds to pay for an extravagant lifestyle that included exotic getaways and trips on private planes and super yachts, a New York jury determined Friday, ordering him to repay almost $4.4 million.
The verdict also requires former finance chief Wilson Phillips to reimburse $2 million. More on these stories at srnnews.com.